Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you're joining me today on this Thursday morning. And we've been talking about the gift of prophecy and especially the challenges of prophecy, since all the gifts of the Holy Spirit flow through fallible human vessels, is why the Bible continually admonishes us to test the spirits whether they are of God. Let the prophet speak, Paul said, but let the others, that's the others in the congregation, judge, which means to weigh and evaluate and consider what is said. My friends, never get away from weighing and considering and evaluating things that come forth that people claim are from the Spirit of God. As John 4:1 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Yesterday, we were talking about how we need to be alert when people use the gift of prophecy. It's really not the gift of prophecy, they may claim it is, but they use it to try and control other people. And I gave some examples of that. The gift of prophecy is not about control. There's a passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I think it's verse 3, that says that that prophecy is for edification, exhortation, and comfort. And I like to speak it like this. Edification means to build up. Exhortation means to stir up. And to comfort means to cheer up. So the purpose of the New Testament gift of prophecy is to build up, stir up, and to cheer up. And in light of that, I'll tell you a little story where the Holy Spirit made this alive to me. This is many years ago. This is probably over 40 years ago. And Sue and I, we were pastoring a congregation that we had planted, just a small congregation in Eastern Canada. And one evening, I had ministered, I had preached, I had taught, don't remember what on, but I do remember that at the end of the service, there was such a sense of God's presence and of God's love. It was like He had drawn near to us and was embracing us. And people were just standing in His presence, enjoying the sense of His closeness and His love, and were standing with hands lifted and worshiping God. And as we are in that wonderful, beautiful atmosphere, there was a woman. She was new to our congregation. She'd only been there, I think this might have been the second time, perhaps. But she brings forth a really harsh prophecy. And it said something like this: "This people draws nigh to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. This people needs to repent and turn from their wicked ways, and then I will receive them, saith the Lord." Wow. I mean, that was just totally the opposite spirit of what we were experiencing. And I looked out on the congregation and I could see confusion on people's faces. It was like I thought I was feeling God's closeness and love, and now there's this prophecy telling my heart is far from it, I need to repent. And my dear wife Susan, who is sensitive to the Spirit, she was behind me, and I heard this voice behind me say, you need to speak to that. Well, yeah, I already knew that. And so, as congenial as I could, because I do not believe in publicly embarrassing people for no reason at all. But this was something that had affected the entire congregation. It was a public thing that was affecting the people right then. And so for the sake of the people, I knew I needed to address it. So this woman's name was Joan. So I said to the congregation, I said, you know, God sometimes uses Joan to bring forth a word from Him in the congregation. However, what she just brought forth was not from Him. So just ignore what was said and continue worshiping the Lord. There were people that came to me afterwards, how they were so thankful for that, how that just liberated them and set them free and so on. And of course, Joan was very upset with me about it. And after the service, she came right up to me and she was very upset about it. But before she came, I had what I believe was a gift of the Spirit manifested. You could call it a word of wisdom. And all of a sudden, I knew how to answer her. I figured that she was going to be very upset with me about this, and she was. So when she came up to me, all of a sudden, I knew what to say to her. And there were two passages that I wanted to give her. One passage was the one that I just mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I believe it is verse 3, where it says that prophecy is good to cheer up, to stir up, and to build up. And then the other scripture that immediately came to my mind and heart that I was to share with her was 2 Corinthians, I'm sorry, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16, that says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof," which means rebuke, "for reproof, for rebuke, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." And so I shared these two scriptures, and I knew that what I needed to tell her was prophecy, its purpose, to edify, exhort, and comfort, to build up, to stir up, to cheer up. Scripture, and I was being explained this here, scripture is given to reprove, to rebuke, to instruct in righteousness. And so I said, this is the purpose of scripture. And I said to her, I said, now, and I pointed those two scriptures out too, and one for rebuking, it's to be done with scripture. Prophecy is to comfort, to cheer up, to stir up, to build up, prophecy. But scripture is to reprove and rebuke and instruct in righteousness. And I said to her, I said, Joan, your prophecy was a rebuke. I said, it did not stir us up, it did not build us up, and it did not cheer us up. It was a rebuke. And I said, that's not the role of prophecy in the New Testament. The role of pro that is the role of scripture. And I said to her, I said, now here's what I will do. If you think that we are off track and that we as a congregation, we need to repent, here's what I'm going to do. I said, in the next service, I'm going to give you 5 minutes. I said, but don't prophesy to us. Take your Bible and show us where you believe that we are off base and off track. She said, oh, I could never do that. I said, well, you just did it, but you hid behind a thus saith the Lord. And you see, because of our frail human vessels, I have seen this happen. People will be emotionally distraught, upset about something, and they want to get it out in a service, and it may be, could be against the pastor, it could be something about the congregation, and they'll put a thus saith the Lord behind it. They feel it, and maybe they tell themselves this is the Spirit of God, but it's really their own emotions. You see, that was her own emotions. And by the way, she had grown up in an old-time legalistic Pentecostal church that was very legalistic, and that kind of attitude would have a harshness, harsh legalism was what she had grown up in. And here's something I'll alert you to. People's doctrines will often be expressed through their prophecies because the Spirit of God flows through human vessels. It's like Sue and I stopped, I think it was in Pennsylvania, in coal country, COAL, where there was a lot of coal mining. And it was a nice hotel. I think it was a Holiday Inn that we stopped in. And I was going to take a shower, and I turned on the water, and man, it was dark, almost black. Man, I don't want to take a shower or bath in that. And so I mentioned it to them. They said, "Oh, just at the desk." They said, "Oh, just let it run for a while, and it will. That's just dust that has collected." And so the water source was pure. But the pipe it was flowing through had some debris on it. And that's a picture of the Holy Spirit flowing through fallible, frail human vessels. The source is pure. The source of prophecy is pure. But it flows through these frail human vessels and picks up the attitudes and the doctrines and the attitudes and the spirit and the things that these that vessel is dealing with, and the prophecy can become contaminated by the person's own personal issues. That's why Paul said one time, he was talking about prophecy, and he said hold fast what is good. He said, despise not prophesying, but test all things and hold fast what is good. In other words, some of it may not be good. Somebody may bring forth, they have something from God, but they really haven't learned, they haven't died to self and ego. And God doesn't wait until we're perfect, until we're mature to use us in these gifts of the Holy Spirit, because they're called grace gifts. They're given out of His grace. And so it will happen that God will manifest a gift of prophecy through someone, but it will be expressed along with some of their own issues. And so Paul said, hold fast, don't despise the prophesyings, but test everything. And then hold on to what is good. Oh, my friends. If this sounds challenging to you, I want to tell you it's worth it, because you can live in a place of peace and rest where you're no longer dependent on somebody's prophecy, but you're living in the Spirit yourself. You have confidence that God is leading you. And if He wants to confirm something in your life through somebody, then He knows how to bring the right person to you. You don't have to go seeking and running and looking for a word somewhere. That is dangerous, by the way. But you have confidence in your own relationship with God. You know that you're in Him and He's living in you. And He's never going to fail you or let you down or leave you without support. But He's going to see you through right to the end. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. If you want to know more about the gift of prophecy in the Bible throughout history and some more of my personal experiences, I encourage you to check out my book called Prophets and Prophecy. It's there on my website bookstore at eddiehyatt.com, also available on Amazon. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.